City, the neither world, a festering pressure cooker of grime and inhumanity. It's my job to keep the lid on it. My name's Fried Eggs, Joe Fried Eggs. I carry a badge.
So do I, Joe.
I was just getting to you.
Thanks. Sometimes I feel left out of these narratives.
That figures. My partner's Bill Ham.
Fried Eggs and Ham.
Some say we make a great combination.
You slay me, Joe. My sides hurt.
Wait, there's more. 9:35 a.m. We were working the day shift out of traffic. Things were a real mess. The phony driver's license scam had the city tied in knots. Our job? Track down the perpetrator and restore order. So far, there were no leads.
Tired of failing that driving test year after year? Then test your skills at BJ's Driving School, where we'll give you the inside track on those post-pedestrian problems. BJ offers a free eye examination, free answers to those pesky multiple-choice questions, and best of all, free wheeling. So give your feet a break and snap up your license at BJ's Driving School today.
Hey, Joe, do you see what I see?
I sure do. Someone put a smoke out in this coffee.
It's criminal, I tell you.
Gangway, coming through. Hey, you taught you to drive.
Roadhog, you know I hate it.
So how am I doing?
Great. You paced the verbal part of the test. Beep, beep. Now, all you've got to do is get through the obstacle course.
The wheel just came off.
Really? Oh, well, just do the best you can. It's all we can ask.
What are you, crazy? We'll die!
Doesn't respond well under stress.
Okay, I'll try.
Reaction time? Excellent.
The bridge is out! We're doomed!
Road hazard assessment on the mark. Air sickness bag deployment. Very good. Congratulations! You just passed out with flying colors.
My very own driver's license. How can I ever thank you?
Oh, I can think of about 495.99 ways. See you later, Sappy Motoring. Another satisfied customer. This kind of thing really gives me a warm feeling. Right here. Hey, Doomy, why so gloomy? If business keeps up, you can retire in style. Would you prefer red or white walls with dinner, sir? Oh, I get it. You don't think this driving school is on the up and up. You think all we're doing is cranking out phony licenses for fun and profit. Well, you're wrong. Except about the profit part. Everybody knows how tough it is to pass a driver's test. Have you ever been to traffic school? It's sheer torture, I tell ya. No, Doomy. You and I are doing a wonderful thing. Deep in the hearts of every dead man beats the basic need to push four tires and an engine down the road at cheek-flapping speed. I feel that in some small way we're helping our friends and neighbors to satisfy that need. Understand? Yes, good point. You are doing all the driving. But look at it this way. For $500, the least we can do is provide a chauffeur. Am I right? Sucker! This place is a gold mine, I tell you. They're practically breaking down the door to get in here.
Ma was right. She says, Robin, don't go wasting your money on them ditching lessons. Get yourself a nice getaway car instead. But did I listen? No. What self-respecting hoodlum ever listens to his ma?
Welcome, valued customer. Rough neighborhood, isn't it? Sure, I could have gone with a swankier location. But this way, I pay no rent and pass the savings on to you.
Get lost. Can't you see I'm busy?
I sure can. And the sooner we get you your driver's license, the sooner you can drive on out of here.
I'm intrigued. Hand over the keys.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. How do I know you can afford it? School's on, get in! You may pull gently away from the curb.
A.M. Bill and I were on patrol. Still no leads in the phony driver's license caper.
Hey, Joe. I think I've got it.
What's that?
A craving for crawlers.
I hear you.
Okay, doing fine. Now let's make a nice soft left. Right here.
We lost him.
No problem. They're only hubcaps. Did you hear that? My partner's a car here thinks you're some kind of bank robber. How ridiculous. How silly. So astute.
Get out. I'm appropriate in this here vehicle.
Get out? We're doing 95 miles an hour. Okay, it ain't no skin off my nose, or elbows, or knees, or the entire left side of my body. Where's my bucks?
Hey, fella. Don't you know it's illegal to make a right-hand turn into a donut shop?
Let me see your license. Can you take it out of the wallet, please? Hey, Bill. It's another phony license.
Phony is such a harsh word.
Where'd you get this?
I don't remember.
All right. You can go. No sense browbeating the guy.
Now, where have I seen this guy before?
Doomy, snap out of it. This is no time to lose your head gasket. They haven't fingered us yet. Just relax and let me do all the talking. They'll probably throw us under a hot light. Browbeat us for answers. gorillas with questions. But we won't crack, right? Good. Here they come.
Excuse me. Have either of you seen this man? What's with him?
Him? Oh, he just found out they ran out of honey buns.
I can relate.
Cheer up, fella. You know what they say?
What's that?
The bun will come out tomorrow.
That always chokes me up. Let's go.
Beep, beep, beep.
Hey, he looks just like this BJ guy.
Must be his twin.
The old egg split in the womb.
You really think they'd make more than one of me? Oops.
Let's go.
Boy, are these guys dense.
Jail for this. It's a 413.
Littering in a public place. Let's go.
Nobody is this dumb. Don't you get it? He's trying to tell you that we did it. We're the brains behind the driver's license racket. You caught us red-handed.
Wait a second. Are you trying to say you're the brains behind the driver's license racket?
Yes! Bingo!
Okay, buddy. You're under arrest.
Whoa, talk about putting your foot in your mouth.
Nice collar, Joe.
Just doing my job, Bill. Okay, let's go over the facts.
But we've been over it 100 times already.
According to client accounts, the crimes were committed constantly at your complex on the corner of Cadaver and Clark, correct?
Could be.
Where he copiously cultivated these counterfeit credentials for cash-carrying customers.
Call me cuckoo.
Cut it.
Okay.
Then that's everything. It's a clear-cut case of an acute car credential confidence caper.
No question.
So what are you gumshoes gonna do with us?
Isn't that obvious?
We're throwing the book at you.
p.m. Traffic court was held in and for the realm of the Netherworld. The suspects were found guilty of swindling in the first degree and sentenced to a stretch in the state traffic school.
Traffic school? Ah, no! Not that! Anything but that!
Assigned the task of rehabilitating Beetlejuice was the 400-year-old traffic school veteran. Misdemeanor. Noted for her in-depth teaching methods and the uncanny ability to belabor any subject.
All right, people. Today's lesson is tire pressure, the invisible killer.
Groan.
Please turn to page 10,021 of your textbook.
I'll get you for this, Chisler.
Oh, yeah? You and whose army, dick and butt?
No talking.
Ha! You missed, demeanor. Mm-hmm.
I hate traffic school.
Beetlejuice tried to get with the program, but just couldn't cut it.
It was only a matter of time before he cracked.
And that class is the entire history of transportation told in real time. Are there any questions?
Misdemeanor, can we go over that again, please? I missed a few points.
Why, certainly, Chad. In the beginning, there were pedestrians, and pedestrians begat the wheel, and the wheel begat cyclists, and cyclists begat steam engines, and so on, and so on, and so on. Red is for stop, green is for go. Now, who can tell me what yellow is for?
Oh, I know! Ask me!
Keys up, all together now, key in, turn ignition.
I'm telling.
right signal. Left signal, right signal. Keep the left arm straight, signal, right signal. And in order to release the door lock, we lift the door lock button, located here.
But what if you have power door locks?
I'm glad you asked that, Chad. Chapter 47 in your textbook deals with the answer to that question in detail. The chapter is entitled, So You Want to Get Out of Your Car. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah.
Oh, I'm having a great time. I'd rather spend a night in the box than another minute in class. Erasers, please. I can't go back in there, do me. I'll lose it for sure. But I got a plan. Tomorrow is my first driving test, right? Well, once they put me behind that wheel, I'm hitting the gas and not looking back.
That's what you think. I'm telling.
No pig's gonna squeal on me!
I'll get you for this, Chisler.
11:70 a.m. Bill and I were assigned to Great Beetlejuice on his driving test.
Little did we know the horrors that were in store.
Feeling better today, son?
Oh, yes, sir. The medication really helped.
That's what it's for. Nervous?
Oh, no, sir. The automobile is our friend.
You may begin.
It's go time!
There's a reason traffic school is an assignment every good cop in his right mind dreads. You waste a lot of fine coffee.
It's the cops! I've always wanted to say that. And now I'm sorry I did. The last suckers! Nothing can stop me now! With the exception of that.
Not the preferred way to come to a stop.
But we'll let it slide.
I still might get away with this. But I wouldn't bank on it.
Hey, Joe, as long as we're here, do you mind if I cash a check?
All right. Nobody moves. Till I cleans this place out, see?
Hey, I'd know that broken English anywhere. It's the guy that stiffed me. And he's sucking up my bugs. Nobody pinches my piggy and gets away with it. Hey, what do you know? It worked.
Follow that scab.
Not so fast, fella. You've got a driving test to finish.
Okay, hop in.
Is that okay with you, Bill?
Only if it's okay with you, Joe.
12:92 p.m. We were in hot pursuit of a known felon, and we'd run out of coffee.
Feel like a tea, Joe?
What are you, nuts?
And lousy cops, and marvel as I stick it to these gumshoes.
You gotta hand it to the guy. He really stuck it to us.
That funny? Eh? The news didn't call for rain.
For a minute there, I was getting ready to kiss my retirement plans goodbye.
You know what this means, don't you, Bill?
Hospital, Joe?
Nope. These guys are heroes. The cartoon you've just seen is true. Only the donuts were changed to protect their expiry dates. Robin Banks was convicted of piggy bank pilfering and severely mangling the English language. Has been told to go to his room and stay there until he learns to play nice. Doomy was convicted of not looking both ways before crushing the street. Was granted a full pardon for dropping in on Banks. And Beetlejuice was given a hero's welcome for his assistance in capturing a known felon. But for failing to pass his driver's test, he was sentenced to complete his stretch in traffic school.
What?
Back to class, young man. And no back talk.
Wait a minute. This isn't fair. You can't do this to me. I want a habeas corpus. I want a mouthpiece.
That is all.